This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Immense gratitude to you, our fine listeners, for making that happen. Hearing from lots of first-time callers today, which is fun. Welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments. When will this memo come out? Just heard a report on Fox News that evidently the White House issues a notification to the Intelligence Committee, and then it's official that they say about they haven't got it yet. So they're waiting evidently for this letter that would accompany the memo and say, yep, green light. So it could happen at any time, but evidently it hasn't happened yet. So we're still waiting for that. We're going to chat with Sidney Powell, a great source on this whole endeavor that we've chatted with before, who you've no doubt seen in a number of the programs that are out there. Covering this, and I hope you're following her on Twitter because there's a lot of good information there about what we expect to learn today from this memo. Also, Ron Nessel joined us, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we are going to announce a lineup for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which is when the who's who of the oil and gas industry descends on Bismarck every 2 years. That'll be coming up in May, so looking forward to hearing about that. And more of your calls, too, at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Sidney Powell joins us first. I was hoping to have the memo in hand and go through this chapter and verse with you. We're waiting anxiously for this. Somebody just sent a note saying, man, oh, man, with all this hype, this better be real. This better be what we think it is, or we're going to have egg on our face. There has been a lot of hype about this. Is there any worry that you have at all that this isn't what it's purported to be, Sidney?
No. I mean, I can tell from the FISA court decision that came out several months ago and was unsealed that I've linked in a couple of my articles on the Daily Caller, and I've also linked those on my Twitter account at Sidney Powell, the number one, for people to read. They can read the FISA court decision itself by following the links. The court found months ago that the FBI and DOJ had engaged in significant FISA violations and allowed a private contractor or two to have unlimited access and the ability to run queries on American citizens. Those are all violations. The court found deliberate conduct by the FBI in doing that, approved by counsel even, because there was a memo of understanding that counsel would have had to have signed and reviewed, or at least reviewed if not signed. So, you know, there is a lot there. The memo is going to put names to it, and that's why the intelligence community, the FBI in particular, and DOJ are freaking out. They just don't like to be called out for their misconduct, which is an outrage. I mean, that's why we elected Trump to drain the swamp, and that's why I wrote License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice back in 2014, and named names. People can't stand it, but that's what needs to happen, because we need to get rid of the people that can't follow the law and purport to enforce it.
The president has tweeted this morning, the top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats and against Republicans, something which would have been unthinkable just a short time ago. He ends with, rank and file are great people. This is an important distinction, because the Democrats and other defenders of the swamp have basically been saying, if this memo comes out, you're going to do all this damage to the FBI, and the FBI doesn't want it and everything else. It's really the leadership, the
exactly.
People that you've exposed that are worried. He's not going after the institution of the FBI, is he?
No, he definitely isn't, and everybody mischaracterizes this as that wants to oppose it. But no, the good FBI agents are going to welcome this. They, you know, some of them even left because of things that were going on inside. In fact, I'm reminded of Agent Chad Joy, who was the whistleblower in the Ted Stevens case. He wound up leaving the FBI, whereas the agents that were the problem stayed.
Sidney Powell, by the way, with us. She is a former federal prosecutor, senior advisor at America First, and the author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, which you'd think would be a book time to tell the story of what we're going to learn in this memo, but you wrote it before there was a Donald Trump as president. So this is not new, right?
No, and it wasn't politically motivated. I wrote it to prompt reform across the board in the criminal justice system because I saw such egregious misconduct by federal prosecutors who then became very high-profile people in the Obama administration, and as I have said for 4 or 5 years now, weaponized and politicized the Department of Justice and every federal agency beyond recognition, and that's all proving true.
I want to play you something Adam Schiff said, I believe, yesterday about his view of the motivations of this information coming out by the Trump administration. Listen.
The president is looking for a reason to fire Bob Mueller. The president is looking for a reason to fire Rod Rosenstein. The bigger concern I have right now is for Rod Rosenstein. This has been true for me for some time. And why Rod Rosenstein and not Bob Mueller? The White House knows it would face a firestorm if it fired Bob Mueller. What's more effective is to fire Bob Mueller's boss.
All right. What do you think of Adam Schiff's analysis here?
Mr. Schiffless, the president's long had reason to fire Bob Mueller and Rod Rosenstein, neither of which should have ever been appointed in the first place, but I don't think that's the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to get to the truth, which would be a nice, refreshing change from what we've been dealing with for the past 8 or 9 years.
Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, has been telling a story about how the Trump administration was notified that this was going on during the campaign, and they then moved to the New Jersey operation in the meantime because they were alerted to this. What do you know about that?
Admiral Rogers paid a visit to Trump Tower not long after the election, and Admiral Rogers is the director of the NSA, who also was going to report to the FISA court and did report to the FISA court all the violations that he uncovered. Then James Clapper and people in the Obama administration, still in power at the time, tried to get Admiral Rogers fired. So I think that's the correct piecing together of the information that we know, that Admiral Rogers went and told the president what was going on, and that's why they moved suddenly to his facilities that he owned elsewhere.
Tim and Edgley, question on the memo for an expert. Sidney Powell, go ahead.
Well, yes. Thank you, ma'am, for taking the call, and thank you, too, Scott. What's laughable to me is now these Democrats are all worried about national security and the concern they have over that. Where were they when this Clinton woman was putting her emails out for everybody to see, sending them to a pervert, and the leader of the DNC was, had some Pakistan guy, putting her things together, and they never allowed the FBI to do anything. But one other thing, I want people to remember the Hammond family in Oregon and the abuses that they have suffered from the government.
Oh, yes. I mean, you're right about all of that. The double standards are absolutely appalling, and that's one of the reasons we elected Donald Trump, to drain the swamp. This is just the swamp fighting back. People in power don't want to be held accountable, but that's exactly what has to happen. We have to know the truth about what happened. The American people are entitled to know that, and there is absolutely no issue in that memo of information relevant to the national defense or sources and methods that has to be protected. It's already been gleaned of all that. So that's just not an issue. What they're trying to protect is their own careers.
And by the way, how they normally operate is to leak this stuff to the New York Times and the Washington Post, and you do it all the time, and not worry about sources and methods getting out. I mean, I once called the New York Times a terrorist tip sheet. I mean, that's what they became for a long, long time. Nunes has done this how you're supposed to do it,
and
made sure everybody had a process for it. Let me ask you, we only have a minute left, but I'm curious what you think will come of this. Once all this comes out, has the light of day, what will happen?
I really think, number one, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, which desperately needs to happen, and there should be criminal prosecutions. I don't think we can say we're a country of the rule of law if we don't prosecute even the highest level people involved in this. It seems like only Republicans are prosecuted, like the people in the Nixon administration who committed crimes far less serious than this. This is an absolute outrage, and we've got to stop the double standard.
Another listener asks, where is Jeff Sessions in all of this? Don't hear anything of his role.
Well, the problem is, you know, he felt like he had to recuse himself, and that's been a real impediment to the proper functioning of the Department of Justice. And then Mr. Rosenstein goes way back with Mr. Mueller. Mr. Rosenstein is a Mueller devotee from one of his first jobs in the now ironically named Public Integrity Section of the Department of Justice. He and Rosenstein worked together back then. Mueller was his boss.
This is quite the ordeal. That is not just a simple Washington controversy. This is big. This is, again, going back to Sidney's book. Been around for a long time. The book is License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Can't wait for the memo to get out so we can have you back. Thank you, Sidney.
Thank you.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Institute. One of those things you heard about and you figured, oh, I don't want to go out of the country. You don't have to. Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you're suffering from pain in the knee, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars to fill you in on cutting-edge information about regenerative medicine are going on. Bismarck, Minot, Dickinson, you need to attend one of these. 1-888-973-1560. 1-888-973-1560. Find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Stemcelltherapyforpain.com. And get this rest of the 11 months of the new year without pain.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. It's Frank Friday. We need a first-time caller this hour for a free MyPillow. That's right. We had one last hour, one this hour to come as well. So if you're a first-time caller, just let Manny know that when you call 258-0550 or that toll-free telephone number at 800-228-0550. And one lucky first-time caller this hour will win a free MyPillow. Because we love you, ladies and gentlemen. Friday edition of the program, we call it Frank Friday. So not only are we playing bumper music from lots of Franks, mostly Frank Sinatra, but we slip in a few other Franks along the way as well. But we also want your Frank comments, so you lay it on. Texter says, the dossier, isn't it unusual that Jeb Bush's presidential campaign doesn't get mentioned as the originator of the false dossier? Thank you. Well, I think, as I recall, this Fusion organization, the people that did this, obviously had numerous clients. But the point is, it was political opposition research. A large share of the funding was from Barack Obama's campaign, Hillary Clinton's campaign. Let me see what the president said. I'll just read you exactly what he said about the sources of this, so you can hear it from him directly. And I think he named a few of these folks. He didn't say the Obama campaign, but my understanding is the Obama campaign put in money to the Democratic National Committee, and then they were able to do it. You had Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party tried to hide the fact that Trump now. This is actually Trump quoting Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. You had Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party try to hide the fact that they gave money to GPS Fusion to create a dossier which was used by their allies in the Obama administration to convince a court, misleadingly, by all accounts, to spy on the Trump team. So that's the deal. I think, they were trying to hide where the money was coming from, and part of what this texter is saying is that the organization also did work for Republicans. That was more transparent than the Democratic money. But they're caught in all this. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. All right. The best revenge is massive success, says another texter. All right. I agree. Revenge against who, do you think? Does that go back to our comment about who deserves credit for the economy right now, Obama or someone else? Remember Obama saying what he's got had a magic wand? Between Army retirement and state paycheck, I received $319 more this pay cycle than last. Do the math. That's not bad. I got a text yesterday from a teacher. She's a teacher. Her husband is a state employee. Talk about math. Listen to this. Let me find that. It was nearly $4,000, as I recall. Let's see if I can find this. Here it is. Just saw our tax decrease in our February 1 checks, $3,768 less in taxes for the year. Go President Trump. I should say. Mike in Bismarck, first-time caller. What's on your mind, Mike?
You know, I'm wondering how Hillary Clinton gets away with not being in jail. The uranium trade where Bill got all this money for doing a speech, and all of a sudden they get this uranium trade agreement approved with Russia, and now they want to come back and say all this information about us, Trump's dossier. She's about as slimy as they come, and she's not in jail. And the Democrats and the liberal media is still pushing her as this great savior that got ripped off in this election, when she should actually be incarcerated for treason, and she's not even being investigated or put in jail for any of this stuff. Any of us who've got half of this stuff, a quarter of this stuff, they'd have locked us up and thrown away the key a long, long time ago.
Okay,
how is this happening?
So, Mike, this goes back to what the president's talking about. This is why I think this memo coming out, and finally some sunshine on this, because we need to get to the bottom of it. Here's his quote from this morning. The top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats and against Republicans, something which should have been unthinkable just a short time ago. Then he goes on to say rank and file are great people. So I think the answer to your question, why don't we ever get to the bottom of this, is that very reason. Because the leadership and the investigators of these, at one point, sacred arms of the federal government, the FBI and the Justice Department, are political. And they're political in favor of Democrats. It's the swamp. It's the deep state. That's what's going on.
Along with the media, I mean, if this would have been Trump or any high-ranking Republican official, they'd have been all over this MSNBC, CNN, all these liberal media stations, even ProRepublic. They would have hammered on this to death until something was done, and nothing gets said. It's all trying to get washed under the table. Like, if we don't say nothing, it's just going to go away. What's it going to take for this to get the light of day put on it so that we can have some justice in this country? I mean, I know there's memos coming out. There's memos coming out, but other than Fox and talk shows like this, Michael Savage or even the Drudge Report, nothing is ever going to happen with this because they're just washing the table like, well, we don't say nothing about it. It's just going to disappear. Like everything else she's done.
I'm sharing your frustration, Mike. 100%. And by the way, you first brought up the uranium deal and the Clinton Foundation. Like you say, a bombshell, big report, and then where does it go? I want to hear more about it. I'm completely with you. Call again, Mike. You contribute to the show mightily. We appreciate you. Casey and Hunter is a first-time caller, too. Hi, Casey. What's on your mind?
I'm calling as a first-time caller and interested in your My Pillow. Listening to your show here with my husband. He listens to you all the time. I can't say I listen that much, but, yeah, I was kind of interested in your pillow.
Well, are you going to listen more now is the question. Is your husband's wisdom and having the radio right where it's at, where, you know, rubbing off on you?
Yes, sir. You sure are. I'm listening just about every day for the last month now.
I love it. Casey, what's your biggest concern? You get your head off the pillow in the morning. What is the number one thing that concerns you?
Number one thing that concerns me is making sure my kids are good to go for the day and at school.
You be just being a good mom and making sure they're safe and sound. How about their long-term prosperity? Does that enter your mind?
Yes, it's definitely a concern. Our oldest boy is 17. He'll be going off to college here in a couple of years, hoping that he'll be ready for that and the new life that he'll be starting.
Yep.
Our younger two, we just hope to watch them grow as they're still in elementary school.
Exactly right. Casey, I appreciate you calling, and I've got a free MyPillow for you, okay? So hang on. And Manny will get some information from you so we can leave that either at the K-Fire Studios or the Flag Studios for you. And you can pick them up when you're next in either one of the communities. So thanks a bunch. Let's see here. Texter says, why does Heidi Heitkamp keep getting a pass from the North Dakota media when it comes to her sitting on her hands during Trump's State of the Union speech? Look, there's fake news in North Dakota. There's fake news nationally. There's a bias in the media. There's a love affair between Heidi Heitkamp and the media. Never anything critical written about her, ever. Watch for it and prove me wrong.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Well, hey there, girl, why you look so sad? What did he say to make you feel so bad? Well, I guarantee I never do nothing like that. Oh.
So it's Frank Friday.
Put your red dress on.
So I'm guessing this is the Frank. Frank, how much?
I got a quick fix it to my life.
This should be tough. Ballard.
Frankie Ballard. I say. Sounds like a Friday kind of song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on the red dress, get a little drinky drink, and yeah.
I like
drinky drinks, Scott. There you go.
I like it a lot. Hey, if you're looking for something to do in February, get out your calendar and circle a couple of dates for some great things that are happening in one of my favorite cities on the planet Earth, Watford City, North Dakota. And you know, we're getting to the time where you start planning a little getaway, maybe once the school's done and where we're going to go this summer. Remember, Watford City has the best view in North Dakota. The north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park is just fabulous. The absolute best. And some other things coming up. They have the Long X Arts Gathering, longxarts.com for more information. The Foundation Annual Meeting coming up Monday. Saturday the 10th. The North Dakota Brewers Guild is descending on Watford City. It's Stoneholm Brewing. Brewers from across the state. Food, live music, great beer. Tickets at eventbrite.com, so check that out. Then mark this one down. Saturday, March 3rd, Bulls, Bronx, and Bulldoggin. That'll be fun. McKenzie County Fairgrounds Indoor Arena. Always something going on. Don't forget, Best of the West is the promo code you want to use at participating hotels. Ask them if they offer the Best of the West discount. Get you 10% off the best deal at any of those beautiful facilities in Watford City, North Dakota. All right, Ron Ness is joining us now. Ron's president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and, of course, the oil and gas world descends on Bismarck every other year for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And Ron has some big news today on some of the lineup that will be part of the biggest Bakken event of the year. Hello, Ron, how you doing?
Hi, Scott. We're doing great today.
Well, I am excited to see this this lineup of who's going to be joining the fun. Tell us a little bit about what you're most excited about here.
Well, you are you're getting a scoop on our Williston Basin Petroleum Conference agenda, which we're announcing today. We've been working on this nonstop for several months, and I think, as you know, in the past for this event, we get around 2,500 to 3,000 attendees, and sometimes more. And we've had people like Sean Hannity and Lou Holtz, and we had a guy by the name of Donald Trump here 2 years ago. And I think that the 2018 version of this conference is going to be our best speaker lineup yet. As you know, the Bakken is back, as we like to say, and the reason it's back is because of the economic performance, what we've seen producers do over the past 3 years during this downturn, and the Bakken had kind of lost its luster on Wall Street, but what we're seeing and what's trending now is The economics of the Bakken are going to play up against any of these other plays across the United States. And that's important because that will help attract builders who are going to put up single-family homes. They're going to put people back into these infrastructure mode, which I think we're going to need to get back to in western North Dakota, and we're going to need to attract workforce. So just for instance, we've got Secretary Ryan Zinke. It looks like he's going to come. That's a big deal for North Dakota, big deal for really all of the lands and all of the operations that the Bureau of Land Management regulates and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Getting Secretary Zinke here would be a big deal. And one of my favorite speakers in that slot where we usually have Sean Hannity or someone like that is a guy by the name of J.C. Watts. Now the former congressman, of course, former Oklahoma quarterback, who's one of my all-time favorite speakers. I saw him a few weeks ago and asked him if he would come, and he is just fantastic. But really from an industry standpoint is where the strength of this conference is going to come. We already have 7 CEOs lined up to come and talk about the Bakken and talk about the performance and talk about the future. Something that people across the scope are going to be interested in hearing about, the likes of Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, Greg Hill from Hess Corporation, Brad Hawley, the new CEO of Whiting Petroleum, Don Rapp from ConocoPhillips, Tommy Neuse from Oasis, Mark Pearson, the CEO of Liberty Resources, which is doing some very new and innovative things, which they'll be rolling out at the conference. Jack Stark, the president of Continental, talk about the specifics about why the best play just gets better. And in addition to that, we have all of our traditional breakout sessions, which those folks that we get for these breakout sessions could all be keynoters themselves. I believe we've got about 290 exhibit booths, and it's going to be a big show. So Bismarck better get ready, and people can register or see our agenda on our website.
And I understand that this is, as you say, breaking news. So this is just going to newsletter will go out, so folks will be able to see the lineup, and then also register on the website as well, right?
Yeah, the website is wbpcnd.org. So wbpcnd.org, and people can register to attend this event. And as indicated, I believe we have about 40 booths yet. They've been rolling out fairly quick, and we're going to pack the. Back to the event center in Bismarck, and it's great to get these speakers here because we're going to have CNBC here live all day on Wednesday, May 23rd, and that is a big deal. To have them doing their economic show live from the Bismarck Event Center, talking to all these CEOs as they do these presentations, it's really going to elevate the event. It's always been a worldwide event. We get people from all over the world here, but we're expecting this to be a big event.
Yeah, when you got CNBC live coverage, really gets the message out in a big way, and obviously also a testament to who they're covering, who they're seeing, and knowing that it's the who's who of the industry. And you're right about J.C. Watts. I've seen him before, too. He's fantastic. He obviously has the star power of a former great quarterback, and in addition to that, member of Congress. But he's a motivational speaker in and of himself, set aside his time from Oklahoma and knowledge that he would have of the industry and everything else. So what a great catch he'll be and a great motivator.
He is a extremely motivational guy, and the topic that we have selected for him is Politics in America 2018, and he just gets right down into the individual person and where you ought to be and what you ought to be thinking about. And he talks about millennials, and the focal point of this conference is to really try and create that awareness, but that helps Main Street in Watford City and Tioga and Bismarck, and to instill that confidence back in the investment community that you can come and build infrastructure in North Dakota. We're going to need a lot of workers for a long time going forward, and those workers now mean families. And that's also a message back to the communities and to the policymakers and everyone, that understanding that the significance of what we continue to need to happen in North Dakota to fuel North Dakota's economy with this energy industry that we have. And, interesting statistic I saw last week that 2 out of every 3 people that have moved to North Dakota in the past decade or so live west of Highway 83. Pretty remarkable for those of us that have been here a long time. So we need to continue to invest in North Dakota and do this right. The technology that we're deploying here in the Bakken is world class, and that's why we're able to attract speakers like this and make this event it's a huge event on the landscape of many, many people, and you don't attract that many CEOs and people of that magnitude if we don't have things to discuss and things to improve upon.
We had a caller earlier that said, you know, I'm kind of curious how to answer this question, but I hear a lot of people suggest that Barack Obama deserves credit for the current state of our economy and where things are at. And I use the example of the Dakota Access Pipeline as something that had been stopped dead in its tracks in an unprecedented fashion for pure politics in the middle of that. And then, of course, fostering this, protest and all the other side, events that came from that as an example where, how in the world would you say, what's happened in the Bakken, more rigs, more oil production as a result of something that had been stopped in its track and undone by the Trump administration. Trump administration clearly deserves the credit. I don't think there's probably an industry that has had more regulatory, boot on the throat than the oil and gas industry. How would you answer that question related to your industry on the difference between the previous administration and the Trump administration and who deserves the credit of what's happening now?
Well, I would give President Barack Obama a lot of credit for the economy where it is today because he was almost solely responsible for stymieing it as long as he did, and holding back the ability of the optimism of the Americans to want to go out and do well and exceed. And this economy has been ready to explode. And I think what President Trump did is just say, hey, we're getting out of the way a little bit, and we're not gonna do nonsensical, burdensome, costly regulations that are forced to drive you out of business. Get back to doing what you're good at. And instead of waking up every day worrying about how the federal government's going to put you out of business, get back to doing better and focusing on your employees and on your product. And that's what we're seeing, and that's why we're seeing this economy thrive. So kudos to President Trump for really understanding, optimism in your life, optimism in the workplace is critical, and optimism in the boardroom is just as critical, and having the confidence that you can go out and do things. His comments about clean coal in the State of the Union address, when everybody in the business world woke up that day after the election day in 2016, it was like I could just feel it immediately. People were ready. Let's go. Let's get this done.
Ron Ness, so announcing the lineup, keynote speakers, and featured the executive series of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I'll give you the website in a moment for more details. Ryan Zinke, Secretary of the Interior, J.C. Watts, and Doug Burgum, the three keynoters, and then a great lineup of executive speakers as well. Speaking of Ryan Zinke, what's to come, do you think, still from the Interior Department? What do you hope to hear from him related to, reducing some of the onerous regulation that came from the previous administration?
Well, I think one of the things that certainly we've been reaching out to the Secretary's department about is working with the three affiliated tribes, working with the BIA, working with the BLM. The issues that we're seeing up on the three affiliated tribes in regards to the challenges of gas capture, really they just need to get into rooms and figure out a better process. And you can't point the finger on any one thing. It's just a function of how can this all, because if you're not getting the pipeline right away easements approved and they're waiting somewhere here or there or Denver or somewhere, those result in environmental impact. And the sooner you get back to letting these federal employees and these agencies do the things that they're good at and take care of the landscape instead of paperwork, I think all that improves. So
fantastic.
That's a big challenge to Secretary Zinke.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, thanks for the scoop. Folks, watch your newsletter or go to WBPCND.org. Watch your email for the newsletter. May 22nd to 24th in Bismarck. Mark your calendar. Thanks, Ron.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Otter Tail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Put your dreams away for another day.
Put your dreams away for another day, Todd. Would you come on? We don't have time for all of your dreams today.
I'm just one dreamer, Scott.
One dream at a time, ladies and gentlemen, on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by the clean, beautiful coal industry in North Dakota. The folks that give you affordable, reliable energy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. You can also connect with your elected leaders and say, hey, I like this affordable energy. Yeah, and I like that it's reliable, too, because it's cold once in a while in North Dakota. So reliable is really good. Thank you. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Okay, let's go to William in Western North Dakota, and then Catherine Herridge is reporting some parts of the memo are out. I just saw a tweet from John Roberts at Fox News who said the White House is in the process of transmitting the FISA memo and letter from the president back to the committee. Release should be a little later today, but sounds like some of it's out, so we'll find out what that's about in a minute. But first, William, what's on your mind, sir?
Well,
Yeah, I'd just like to make a couple comments. First of all, Obama, when he made his trip to North Dakota, he had no interest in visiting or even flying over the Bakken. He hated the Bakken. If he could have stopped the Bakken, he would have. Heidi Heitkamp was for the Dakota Pipeline demonstrations before she was against them. She was backing them when they were getting started, and then when it started going politically south on her, then she had a revelation and was against them. So I'm not so sure she's a big fan of the oil industry either, although she'll tell you that. But I'd like to make a comment on the question I had for Senator Hoeven yesterday and asking him if he would aggressively campaign for the candidate, for the Senate candidate in 2018. And he said he cut an ad and went on. Well, I remember that ad. And basically that ad was he put his arm around Rick Berg and said, Rick Berg, I've known Rick Berg a long time. He's a nice guy. And that was basically it. My point was, why doesn't he come back? He's got a lot of clout in North Dakota. And I know he is friends with Heidi Heitkamp, but I'm afraid he doesn't want to offend her. I'm not really sure why.
No, here's what I think. Here's my take on that. First of all, John Hoeven is going to wait until there is a Republican candidate for governor that's sorted out in this race right now that looks to be between Tom Campbell, who's been in for a long time, then Kevin Cramer. And I think it's fair to say that John Hope was encouraging Kevin Cramer to get into the race. And now Gary Ammon of the Senate. So the race really between Gary and Tom Campbell and any others that might join in as well. And he'll do whatever they'd like him to do. I think you're seeing ghosts that don't exist there, honestly. I do not think, however, John Hoeven is a hyper-partisan kind of guy. He isn't. You know, he's not the kind of guy that's going to get on the radio every day and blast away on Heidi Heitkamp. He isn't. Now, you could argue, William, and I might even argue, I'd like him to do more. I'd like him to be a little more aggressive in pointing these things out. Everybody has their different style. He has to work with her, so he chooses to not to do it. But I don't think you know, like you suggest that he wasn't there for Rick Berg. Rick Berg had an ad from John Hoeven. He chooses how much he runs it. You know, he should have run it more, in my mind, than he did. Let's listen to what they're saying here. This is thanks for the call, William. Sorry we're short on time here, but I want to get what we know now about the first excerpts of this Nunes memo released in from Catherine Herridge on Fox.
Thank you, John, and good morning. Fox News can now confirm that the four-page memo has been declassified. A letter was sent this morning from the White House. Based on new information and intelligence we've gathered here at Fox, we can report the memo states that a high-ranking law enforcement official told the House Intelligence Committee in a closed-door session that the Bureau would not have obtained a surveillance warrant for Trump campaign aide without the controversial dossier funded by the DNC and Clinton campaign. We also understand the memo states the FBI and Justice Department, in their application to the highly secret surveillance court known as the FISA court, used media reporting to lend credibility to the dossier that was compiled by the opposition research firm Fusion GPS. What's key here is that Fox has previously reported, based on British court records, that former British spy Christopher Steele briefed six American media outlets on the dossier and the allegations against then-candidate Trump. So this does appear to be circular reporting that was used to lend credibility to the dossier. After Steele's contact was cut off with the Bureau, we now understand the four-page memo states that Steele and Fusion GPS, the firm behind the Trump dossier, continued to pass information to the FBI through the Justice Department official Bruce Orr, who was recently demoted over his contacts with Fusion GPS and Steele. Remember, Orr's wife, Nellie, worked for Fusion GPS and was on the Trump research as early as May of 2016. The Nellie Orr connection was revealed through banking records that were sought by the same committee. We are also told that there is evidence that Steele had a personal animus against then-candidate Trump. So those are the main highlights. The key thing for viewers this morning is that the memo has now been declassified, and that letter, that certification, has been sent by the White House to Capitol Hill, John.
Catherine, we want to bring this to a wider office, wider viewership. So stand by there if you would.
Fox News now going on their broadcast network in addition to the cable channel. To talk about the first excerpts of the Nunes memo. I'm guessing what's happening here is they had the copy of the memo but they were not able to do anything with it because it was classified. Now that it's been declassified, they can get the information out a little bit further. So you saw some of the, and again, pretty powerful that a high-ranking intelligence official says they don't get FISA court authorization against the Trump administration without the dossier, meaning the fake Obama, Hillary Clinton, DNC paid for Oppo research. It was used incorrectly to get that approval. So that's, in a nutshell, the bombshell. More, I'm sure, over the weekend and next week as well on this important event. All right, folks. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Or go Philly. They call that thing.
Go Philly, yeah, with the big game. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.